I can't tell if you're always drinking Whoop-Ass or if it's actually...
The Whoop-Ass is hard strawberry lemonade flavored.
Okay, that actually sounds nice.
Well, I got a hot cup of Whoop-Ass. It's vanilla rooibos.
Ooh, shit, that sounds good. All I got is Singapore breakfast.
I'm a lemon zinger sort of man.
Lemon zinger, that sounds nice.
Disclaimer, we do not own or claim ownership of the Pokemon franchise and any Pokemon established in official canon. That's all owned by Nintendo, Game Freak, and Creatures. This is just a podcast made by four friends who love Pokemon. It's our love letter to a franchise most of us grew up with, so please go support the official release. Previously on PKMN Legacy.
Some foul prowler has been getting into my flowers.
You rush over to the backyard.
Stop, stand Diamond, up, stop.
Down.
No, no more, no more. We might not be getting paid for this job.
If you need help, is it possible for me to give her my contact info?
But I'm only calling you in case of emergencies. Otherwise, I'm handling this on my own.
Of course. I want to check out the city.
You're killing two birds with one stone, like going to Cortland City and then a hop skip over to Mogul City.
I agree with that.
A Vigoroth picking the pineapples up and hurling them at other trees, they self-destruct on impact. Battle commence.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dang.
All right, Victor, let's just beat his ass.
He's alive!
Wait, what? Wait!
Primeape emerges from the light.
He's gonna do well in the tournament.
After a bit of walking, the three of you come to the end of the grassy hillsides of central Appalachia. Right now, you're at the foot of the Craglands, this very dry, barren cliffside system. Cliffs, rocky terrain, hard dirt. The further north you go, the more barren it seems to get. Before you enter the Craglands proper, Maddie, you get a ring, ring, ring on your sea gear. And the number is from Miss Tracy, that old lady that from Pippintown that Velma and Chris botched the side quest for.
Must be important.
It could be something really important, you know?
I pick it up. Hello?
Yes, Maddie, is this you? Or this is a number that you gave me, correct?
Oui, yes, this is my number.
I need you to come back here pronto. I think I have the culprit in my sights and I need some support.
Oh.
Make your way here as soon as you can. I'm going to hold down the fort as much as possible.
Okay,
into the preacher!
The phone cuts off before you can even respond to her.
I look over at Velma and Chris. I think I have to go clean up the mess that you guys created, which it's not your fault. It's okay, but...
Completely fair, but...
Right. Go on ahead, and I'll catch up with you, okay?
Yeah, I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
I'll be fine. We can take care of ourselves.
Oh, since I'm going back to town, do we swap Pokemon so I get the hurt ones all healed up?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, if you're comfortable with it, I could really use Lucille. I got a feeling.
Oh, okay. Sure. I'm a little hesitant because Lucille's my starter, but I'm willing to trust Velma with her. So I hand Lucille's Pokeball over, and I take Goonies. I'll take good care of him.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, be safe, have fun, and watch out for Wild Wingull.
You too.
Don't wind up in another dimension or something. I don't know. Things are weird here.
That is very specific, but okay.
This party is split. It's about an hour or two's trek between where you were and back to Pippintown.
It's a nice, lovely, brisk walk. Speed walk, because she screamed.
When you arrive, it is late afternoon, approaching evening. Up in the air above Pippintown, you can see a couple balloons, and there seems to be a lot of commotion, and the people on the ground seem to be looking in that same direction, upwards.
What? I go to the nearest, villager person. Excuse me, what's going on?
Huh?
What are those balloons?
Oh, Lauren's taking on a newcomer.
What did you say?
Yeah, the gym leader, Lauren, she's taking on a newcomer, some kid from the school.
Oh, well, how long do you think it will last? I'd love to watch, but I have an errand to attend to.
Yeah, probably not that long. And at that point, you hear like a horn or a buzzer sound. And that's the...
Oh, and they just started? The gym leader must be really strong then, huh?
Yeah, she's a tough cookie, that's for sure.
Well, I'll be back soon to challenge her.
Okay.
I'm going to be the best trainer ever! And I just throw my fist up in the air.
Yeah. Sure, you do that.
Okay. Yeah, and I hold it out for a fist bump. No?
Okay, yeah, no, okay, all right. Bump.
Yes!
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Okay, nice talking to you. I just walk away really awkwardly.
So where do you head first, Pokemon Center or the house?
Let's go to the PC and at least get Goonie stabilized.
You head over to the Pokemon Center. There seems to be a bit of commotion in there. Nurse Joy seems to be very busy.
Is there a line?
Not a line, just like a lot of business going on in the back. And at the front counter, you see an Officer Jenny.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, hey. You? Says the Officer Jenny.
Hey! What are you doing here? Is everything okay?
Just taking care of some business right now. Nothing for you to worry about, citizen. I always wanted to call people citizen. It's fine.
Just call me whatever you want. Business, you say? That wouldn't happen to have to do with one Miss Tracy, would it?
And I pop out my Seeger. I'm assuming maybe she has like a profile picture on my Seeger contact. Pop it out and I show it to her.
This lady?
Yeah, how do you know her?
Well, by association, yes.
I don't mean to alarm you, but Miss Tracy's in the back being treated right now.
What? What happened?
Well, there's a large commotion back at her house, and when I got to the scene, she was unconscious.
Oh my goodness, that must have been when she dropped the call. I was talking to her, and she frantically asked me to come back here and help her, and do you know what attacked her?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to find out right now.
Oh, a mystery.
Nurse Joya turns to the Officer Jenny. So it seems that she underwent a lot of stress. There's only minor wounds, but as long as she remains here under observation, she'd make a swift recovery by the next day, I believe.
Excuse me. Hi. Is it possible for Miss Tracy to take any visitors? It's really important.
Well, she's not awake at the moment. Like I said, this happened just a little bit ago. She's still unconscious.
Oh, she's still unconscious.
Give it a day and she should be back on her feet in no time.
Ah, so she'll be out until that time.
I believe so, and it's best to let her just
okay,
rest.
Okay.
I'm sorry, are you next of kin?
Oh, no. She just... I was last of call?
And I show the recent calls on my Seeger.
She called me right before she must have collapsed, so I wanted to see if I could get some answers.
Well, I don't think you'll get them out of her, but I guess it would be up to Officer Jenny how she wants to handle this. I just need to make sure I tend to her.
Of course. I'm okay with anything. I'm going to go check out what's going on at her house anyway. I was just hoping to get some answers.
Okay.
Is it a crime scene? Am I allowed to be there?
You know what? Why don't you make a... this would be a cool plus... empathy.
Okay.
One out of two. Officer Jenny looks at you. You said she called you and asked for your help?
Oui. I was just heading up to Cortland City with my friends, and suddenly I received this panicked phone call, and...
Oh, speaking of, I'm receiving a phone call. Let me just decline that.
It might have been Miss Tracy from the beyond.
I know. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
You see, I had given her my number before we left because, well, my friends also tried to help and maybe did a little less helping than they intended.
Wait, you're friends with the man and the kid?
Maybe.
Honestly, normally I would hesitate before I let civilians assist with possible crime scenes, but I'll be honest with you. Miss Tracy is definitely not very popular around these parts. I should say she drives most people away from her. So... the fact that she called you for help, that's,
it's something.
Tell you what, let's, she reaches through her stuff. All right, for the time being, how about I assistant deputize you then, I guess? That's how police stuff works?
What?
Just for this one thing.
Do I get a badge?
Pulls out a very cheap plastic-looking thing, like the type that a pilot would give to a kid... visiting the cockpit or something like that.
It's perfect. I love it.
But it doesn't look official whatsoever.
I don't even care. Maddie does not care.
Okay, so just to be clear, I am giving you this as a sort of...
So I can be on the crime scene, right?
To assist in this one case. Past this, you have no jurisdiction. Uh-huh. I'm going to make that perfectly clear.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, officer.
No, okay. I need to sort this out with you
and
right now.
I push the Pokeballs towards Nurse, trying to go, heal him up, Nursey. There's a new sheriff in town.
No, do not encourage that. No, I'm just going to take the Pokemon and just... I'm going to leave you guys to that. I have nurse stuff to do, and you have police and sheriff stuff to do. She's not a sheriff.
Officer Maddie, that sounds pretty good.
I regret this instantly. And the two of you walk to a side room where Miss Tracy's belongings are stored for the time being. And you see, a lot of sports gear and a rusty pail, a gardening hoe, hockey armor for some reason.
Okay. Can I make, a perception-type roll to see?
You certainly can. Why don't you make a clever plus...
Perhaps alert.
Alert.
Another one.
One out of three. You notice that inside the Little League umpire...
Right.
...chest plate sort of thing, you notice some scratch marks.
Officer, I found something!
And I'm, really overdramatic about it.
Oh, the scratch marks?
Yes. Why'd you say it like that? Have you seen these before?
I mean, yeah. It was. It's on the very front of where she was wearing it, so...
Okay, well, do you have any idea where it could have come from?
Definitely not her hoe. From a claw mark, if anything.
Any sort of idea? What Pokemon it could belong to?
We could take it back to the lab, but a lot of Pokemon have claws, so it's going to be hard to really determine anything about it.
Why go to the lab when we can go to the scene of the crime itself?
All right, go ahead, get your Pokemon, and we'll head over there.
Okay! Oh, I'm so good at this.
And I just march over to the Nurse Joy's desk.
All right, you head over there, grab your Pokemon, and yeah, you guys head over to the scene of the crime. You go into the backyard, supervised by Officer Jenny. Yeah, so we just found her collapsed in this dirt pile right here. Other than that, we didn't see any signs of any witnesses or suspects lying around here. It was just her.
I rush over to the dirt pile, and I put a finger in the dirt and smell it, and then I lick it.
Ugh. Okay, that was a bad idea.
Why did you just
Isn't
do that?
Isn't that what they do? All this...
Who's they?
The cool Poke detectives and stuff.
The detectives eat dirt?
Well, they lick it and stuff. Also, see,
what are you watching on TV?
I've seen it before on Detective Pikachu.
Fuck you, have a will point.
Yes! Oh my god.
That was good.
Thank you.
Gotcha. All right.
I think this is the first time I've gotten a will point for saying something clever. I'm so honored.
So, she collapsed here.
I want to send out Goonie, because Goonie is Trash Panda, and Goonie might be able to find something.
All right, Goonie pops out.
Hey, Goonie. It's me, Maddie. We're not with Velma right now. I know. But she took Luciole, and she lent me you. We kind of did a little switcheroo, so it's not permanent, don't worry. But we're trying to investigate this crime scene here, and I think that you'd be really helpful. Do you mind doing maybe a little sniffing around to see if you find anything?
Let's have Goonie make a... This would be Insight plus Alert.
2 out of 3.
2 out of 3, that's pretty good. And you see him scuttle around like a little cockroach. And most of his attention is drawn to these flower beds in the center of the yard, in great disrepair. Some of the planks are cracked open, sod spilling out of the side, and... He takes most attention to the withered plants.
What did you find?
And I put a hand on those withered plants, like I feel them.
They seemed withered, dried out, like the life has been sapped out of them.
They're not they're destroyed, but it's more like they're dead, right? It's not like they've been just torn up and ravaged.
Not torn up. The plants themselves are intact.
Can I send out Peppa?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Peppa. So, as you can see, these plants are looking a little bit worse for wear, and I think it might be helpful if we give them a little bit of water. So, if you don't mind, could you use water gun on them?
That's the sound of water. And one thing you notice as he sprays into the flower beds is that the water is absorbed by the soil almost instantly.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it was completely dry before, and now it has been... It's gotten the first water it's gotten in ages.
Oh, my goodness. These things were really thirsty. Maybe just one more time, Peppa, okay?
And does it instantly sap up again, or is it a little moist now?
Less effective now that it's gotten some water, but yeah, it definitely needed the water and nutrients from that.
And can I make another insight check to see what kind of plants these are?
That would be clever plus nature.
Clever plus nature, okay. That is a 3 out of 3!
These were once your general, regular garden plants. Decorative flowers.
So not food?
No, this was never meant to be like an herb garden or produce okay. or anything like that. These were like, this was a genuine flower bed.
Okay.
I'll also give you this. It just seems odd. From what you could tell of your brief meeting with Miss Tracy, she seemed very serious about taking care of her garden. But this looks like it has been...
neglected, yeah.
It's dead. It's, as the centaur lady would say, he dead!
He dead! He gone! Oh my god, Glendale. Okay. I look at Officer Jenny, I say, is Miss Tracy really known for taking good care of her garden?
Oh yeah, she's a very serious garden freak.
And people have seen her watering her plants.
Yeah, sometimes they peek over and look in her yard, and then we get some false alarms from her saying that there's suspicious people about. We get a lot of false alarms from her.
Can I go look inside the window of her house?
I won't make you roll for this. The curtain is slightly open. From what you can tell, there are no signs of entry, no signs of struggle inside, and no signs of anything out of place.
Maybe my powers that I always forget about will help me here?
Let me ask you this. What is your intent on how to use these powers? What are you trying to do?
I want to try and see if there's an undetected presence in the area.
Undetected. So you're trying to get a ping on...
like if something's hiding in the hedges. Yeah. Because my thinking is maybe she stopped watering her flowers because there was something outside that was keeping her from doing that.
Insight plus channel.
1 out of 4.
You try to hone your senses. Trying to just focus on any unknown presences here. Presence. Any unknown... sources of people. This is hard. Words, fun.
It's okay.
Swig, go. Water, go.
Get another gulp.
With a water chaser.
Chase it down with some H2O.
You trying to hone your mind and see if you can focus on if there's any undetected presences here. From what you can tell, there is no one else here besides you, your Pokemon, and Officer Jenny. But you do sense that there was someone here.
I turned to Officer Jenny.
You haven't seen anyone else looking around here before?
No.
So just Miss Tracy and you?
Well, not me if I can help it. I'm sorry, that's kind of rude to say. It's just, she's a bit of a card.
Do you think that maybe somebody in the town was trying to get back at her?
You know, I thought that, but to be honest, so she doesn't really socialize with anyone, but at the same time, she's not close enough to anyone to warrant someone going out of their way to harm her.
Something's just not adding up.
God, I wanted to play the good cop, bad cop thing and frame Officer Jenny, but I really don't think that she's involved.
You know, maybe it's because I want this to be a nice fantasy world, but the cop here is innocent. I'll just say that right now.
Okay. I know there's a puzzle and I know I'm missing it here.
But what is it? I've watered them.
Hold on. Maybe something with Bay. Can I send out Bay?
What are you trying to do with Bay?
I want to use Bay to lure whatever creature has destroyed these things. Because Bay looks like a bush. So it's going to have Bay sit in the planter.
All right. I want you to do special plus a lure.
For Bay, right?
For Bay.
Bay rolled a 2 out of 4.
Bay, a bit confused, sits himself into the flower bed.
Okay, buddy. Hang tight. Be really still. Be as planty as you possibly can be. We got to figure out what this is, but we're watching, okay? You're not in danger.
And I want to recall Goonie.
Okay. Yes.
For now and leave Peppa out, but just like hide back here and kind of call Officer Jenny to do the same.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can lure something out.
Like a stakeout?
Yes, sure. Hopefully it won't take that long, though. Oh, look! A new plant! So pretty! Good work, Miss Tracy! I'm going to go home now and think all about it!
All right, let me roll something okay. Real quick.
I know this is very unconventional towards whatever you've had planned, but I can't figure it out, so...
I should ask you this.
Yeah?
How long are you planning on staying in the stakeout?
When did Velma and Chris... Because they left Diamond and Mafia there, right? And then we heard, like, the screams and saw the lasers. What time of day was that?
That was during the day.
Yeah, I was going to stake out till night was my idea.
A few minutes pass as you're staking out. Okay, I have to attend to some other duties because I'm on patrol right now. We're a bit shorthanded because, you know, Coden Nuzlocke and all that. Are you good staying here by yourself?
I'm sorry, are you promoting me?
I am, no.
You're promoting me?
No.
You would never let an assistant detective be doing this all on her own. I must have graduated to senior.
No, no.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't be so loud. We're on a stakeout. I got it, Officer Jenny. Do not worry, Officer Maddie is on the case. Go, do your patrol.
All right. I got my eye on you, though. Metaphorically. Because I can't have my eye on you because I have my patrol to do. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got it. Don't worry. No need to be so humble.
Late midday turns to dusk approaching. Maddie, I need you to make a dexterity plus stealth.
Dexterity plus stealth. A zero.
Out of one. Some time passes. There is a rustling in the bushes. What is Bay's defense?
Bay's defense? Oh, no. Why are you asking that? Hold on to.
All right. One moment. You hear a rumbling from behind the large hedges. As suddenly these spikes of rocks pierce the boxes that Bay is sitting in, and one hits her square in the bush for 2 points of damage.
Baby!
The culprit leaps out of the bushes and goes on the attack.
No way!
It is a Spina Cat.
Yes. Does it look like the same Spina Cat? Would I know that?
Make a quick clever plus lure.
1 out of 3.
It's hard to tell. You've only seen the one. But the expression on its face, it's grumpy, it's angry, it's possible.
What are you doing here?
And roll for initiative. Heyo, pause menu. Welcome back to this. Hope you've been enjoying the Maddie episode so far. Sometimes you gotta split the party due to scheduling issues, and these were one of those times. Next episode, we'll be rejoining Chris and Velma, seeing what they've been up to during this whole party split. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you would like to support the show, we got a Patreon for that. Get rewards like your name in the end credits of the YouTube releases, access to behind-the-scenes bonus tidbits, and for our Ultra Baller tier patrons, you get your name mentioned here verbally in the pause menu. Like so, special thanks to Bamboori, Cammy Cat, Cybernetic Pink Eye, Donkey Odo, Doodle Boy, Javon, Jonathan Jesus Macias, Limus Humane, Mr. Someone, Quest, Renamon Music Box Brony, and Unoriginal. You can also support us through word of mouth, tweet about the show using the hashtag PKMNLegacy, leave a good comment on our YouTube releases, or leave a comment or review where you found this episode on your podcast platform of choice. Do that, and like our patrons, we might use your name for the names of our NPCs. No new characters this time, but we got Miss Tracy, named after Trace from Patreon, and we got Anissa later on, named after Anissa Punda on Twitter. Real talk before we get back to the episode. I know I've been a bit slacking off when it comes to releasing these episodes in a timely fashion. Thank you for your patience on that. You'll be happy to know, though, the next couple of episodes... Ooh, you're in for one hell of an arc, let me just tell you that. But we'll get to that eventually. For now, back to the episode, unpause. I'm only going to let you control one of your Pokemon.
Yeah, I want to do Peppa.
Okay, Bay is just going to scramble back behind you then.
Yes, that's fine.
So the spiny cat is prowling around, getting the lay of the land as it sizes up this battle. What does Peppa do?
Well, this typing could be really good or really bad. We're going to try and see what happens if we hit it with water gun.
That's a critical hit. Ooh,
4 out of 5. Okay, and then roll for damage. Do I have to add a modifier because it's critical?
2 bonus dice. Defense is 3.
1 out of 5.
That's... wow.
Yeah, that was pretty unlucky.
4 out of the 5 dice landed on 1.
Yeah.
Hey, you hit it for 1 point of damage.
It's okay, Peppa. Good effort. I'm like a soccer mom.
The spiny cat is going to go on the attack. It's going to hit it with a razor leaf. 0 out of 4.
Does that mean it misses?
That is a miss.
Yes.
Not a critical miss, but a miss. So those leaves go wide. Spiny cat lets out a disappointed and angry... Any additional actions before the end of this round? Spiny cat does have something planned.
So can my additional action be another attack or not?
Yes, it can.
Okay, I want to hit it with poison gas.
Okay, you need to roll 2 successes on your accuracy roll. That's 2 out of 4.
Woo! So Peppa has just dodged the leaves, kind of like shaken off the nerves, starts to release like poison gas. It starts spewing out of Peppa's mouth. And it, like, covers the field. The plants are already dead, so it doesn't even matter.
That is true. And it becomes a poison.
Yes.
Okay, so you see the spiny cat head over to the hedge over here and try to leap over it. So it needs to roll a dexterity plus athletics.
We're just getting started, you coward.
2 out of 4. Even in its poisoned state, it limps over to the wall and leaps over it. Into the next yard.
Can I follow it?
You absolutely can. I'll be very transparent with you now. As a trainer action, you can try to go over to the next yard. If you mess up, your accuracy will be reduced for that round.
Okay.
As the spiny cat takes a tick of damage, go ahead and make your roll.
All right. And you want me to also roll dex and...
Dexterity plus athletics. Unless you have something else in mind to get over this obstacle.
No, I mean, that sounds pretty good. I rolled a 2 out of 2.
2 out of 2. That will do.
Maddie's like, oh no, you don't! And I clamber over. She clambers over the ledge.
Over to the next yard. Peppa follows right behind you. And you land on the ground. This seems to be a very empty backyard. Lights are on in the house. You can see some people are having their dinner right now, and they're just staring out the window.
They're like, what the heck?
Next round, Peppa's up.
All right. Peppa is going to come on in. With tackle. 1 of 5.
Just enough to hit, except Spiny Cat is going to try and evade.
Okay.
With a 3 out of 4, it will. So Peppa tries to go for the tackle, and Spiny Cat just jumps out of the way with ease as Peppa charges forth and oversteps where he was trying to go, leaving Spiny Cat ready to attack. He's going to try for another razor leaf again. Even with the high critical attribute of this move, that's just a regular hit. 2 out of 4.
Peppa's defense is 3.
And I believe this is a neutral move, not a super effective thanks to the poison typing.
Woo!
Just 1 point of damage as Peppa dodges out of the way of most of those leaves, but one gets him right on the snout. Wait, that's not a big noise.
Victor?
That's Victor. Shit, I can't do this. Ariana, make a pig noise. Thank you.
He's like, I'm using that.
Spiny Cat's going to try and duck over to the next yard again. So that's going to be another dexterity athletic roll, and I think it needs to get at least a 3 to do it. It has will points, though. So even with that 2 out of 4, that's going to be 3 out of 4 instead after spending 1 will point. So you see it struggle for a bit, and after it gets up, it leaps down. You hear a splash.
Okay. Can I recall Peppa and follow?
Yes.
And I am going to make another dex athletic roll.
A 1 out of 2 will be just good enough.
Great.
So you climb up over there. Just as you're leaping down, you suddenly see, oh crap, there's water. And you maintain your balance just enough. You're right on the edge. You're dry. That Poe Kitty is not, as you see it climbing out of the water. Its fur is wet.
Oh.
Who are you setting out?
Bellini. Rolling for Bellini's initiative. 2 out of 5.
You go first in the order, then.
Okay, great. Bellini is going to hit him with a sleep.
Okay. You need to get a one success at least.
So sing, sorry, not sleep, but to become.
Yes.
One success!
Oh, I don't think I can use a will. Can I use a will point to try and negate that? Well, first things first, it takes damage from the poison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I am going to have it use a will point.
Okay.
Wild Pokemon do not usually have will points unless they have a lot of resolve.
Wild Pokemon?
Actually, you know what? Not even wild Pokemon either.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most Pokemon that are not owned by you do not have will points. This one seems to have a lot more resolve than most wild Pokemon you've seen.
Okay.
Haha. Totally saved that.
Yeah.
Anywho, it is going to use a will point to subtract from your total of successes. So it's left with just a thread of resolve, but it maintains being awake.
Okay.
Bellini tries to pull out its mic and sing. You can see the drowsiness starting to take effect, but then it lifts up the paw and bites it.
Oh.
Pain helps it keep awake.
That's so sad.
Spinacat whips around, and you see it chuck out a rock throw at you.
At me?
Not you. Bellini.
Oh, a Bellini. I was like, Jesus.
It lifts up some of the pool tile around the perimeter.
Ooh.
And like, sort of like Shuriken throws it at you. 2 out of 4 will hit unless you're trying to evade or clash.
I want to clash it with Pound.
You need to get 3 or more successes with this.
Yes!
3 or more will do.
I am rolling so well right now. Knock on wood.
So describe how you both take damage from this then.
Do I have to roll for damage first?
No.
Okay.
You each automatically take 1 point of damage from the successful clash.
Understood, understood. Yeah, so Bellini notices the pool tiles coming his way and bracing himself, crouches down on the floor and goes in for like a headbutt to go through them.
It shatters through the tile and shrapnel is sent both into him but also back at the Spinacat, which it was not expecting. And you each take 1 point of damage.
Yeah, yeah.
The Spinacat is going to try and move on to the next yard once more.
Oh no!
That is just enough to make it through. So it leaps over the yard into the next one. You can hear a lot of scampering away and a lot of movement.
Okay, we're following along. Okay, 1 out of 2.
So yeah, you scramble over the hedge again. You don't have to worry about the soft landing. You do have to worry about the angry grand bull that's pinned up in the yard.
Grand bull! No, it's okay.
And so I'm adding it to the initiative.
Oh my god.
3 out of 4. It's going first. So it didn't seem to notice the Spinacat, who is still suffering from its poison damage, but it did see you two make the landing. So it's going to aim at the both of you, and it's going to hit ya with a nasty little bite. It aims for both of you, but Bellini is going to try to protect you.
All right.
That's how I flavor that.
Bellini can go to a PC. Me, not so much.
2 out of 4 will hit unless you're evading or clashing.
I'd like to try and evade.
You may certainly try. Go ahead. Gotta get a 2 to meet or beat. You have meet or beat.
I have beat.
You have met and bet.
So I feel like maybe Bellini just like grabs my hand and yanks us both away.
With a surprising amount of strength given its small stature, it yanks you out of the way. Just as Luigi's the end of its chain, it is attached to the pole right next to its doghouse.
Thanks, Bellini.
I kind of want to throw a Pokeball.
At the Spinacat?
Yeah, see if it works.
Okay, which Pokeball are you using?
Let's go. We're going to use a Great Ball.
Okay, please remove 1 Great Ball from your inventory. Go ahead and roll to catch.
Roll to catch. I rolled a 3 out of 6.
Okay, so you chuck that great ball. Shake, shake. Shake, shake. Shake, shake. And it burst open.
I knew it.
It's still not quite there yet. It realizes what's going on, so it's going to try and attack you.
I'm not the initiative, though.
So it's going to try and chuck a razor leaf at
you. Please, what are you doing?
That would be a critical hit. What's your defense, Maddie? Unless you're trying to evade or...
Can I?
You can.
I'm going to try and evade. 0. So my defense is 3.
Yeah, 0 out of 1. There was no chance for that happening, unfortunately. But I appreciate the effort. So a flurry of leaves come slicing through your way, not only leaving you slightly bruised with that 2 points of damage, but your bangs are imperfect now.
How dare you!
As it leaps over the wall.
Oh, well, then I would like to make that an additional action of following it.
consistency, thy name is Spinacat. 2 out of 4, leaps over the yard. You can hear some panic screaming coming from in that yard. God.
Okay. I'm rolling Dex Athletic. Unless the Grand Bull needs to go.
Okay, so the Grand Bull, before you can go, in lieu of being able to reach you, it just makes a very scary face at you. 3 out of 6. It's going to reduce Bellini's dexterity by 2.
Okay.
But now you are free to make the leap.
I am making the leap. 2 out of 2.
That will do.
Consistency, thy name is Maddie.
With Bellini in tow, you leap over the yard. The faint glow of a campfire is illuminating the outdoors here. You can see a panicked young couple interrupted from their coupling by the this sudden intrusion.
Sorry!
Grand Bull is out of the initiative. It is Bellini's turn. You can see Spinacat has taken more damage. It is on its last leg.
Yeah, we're going to go for another great ball now.
Well, that would be a trainer action.
Yes.
You're going to have Bellini hold their action?
Yeah, Bellini's going to hold. There's nothing he can do.
Okay, Spinacat doesn't know you're chucking a great ball at it yet. So it's going to try and rock throw at Bellini. Picks up one of the campfire's logs, flings the flaming log towards Bellini.
Can I evade?
Bellini can definitely try to evade. It's 1 out of 4. You just need to get 1 success to meet or beat it.
Okay, let's do that. 1 out of 2.
Even with that scary face affecting its psyche, it can see the flaming log coming
from miles away.
But just enough time to duck out of the way as it lands on the rock next to it. And now you are free to go.
Oh, God, please. Can I use a will point to make chances higher?
You can. After you roll, let me know how many will points you'd like to spend.
Okay.
And you can boost it up by that many.
Shit.
2 out of 6.
Yeah.
How many would you like to boost it up by?
Well, I rolled a 3 last time, and you said that I was close, so I'm going to do 2.
You're going to spend 2 will points. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I will suck that out of your score. tasty, tasty will points. So delectable, a delicacy.
Maddie pulls out the great ball, chucks it towards, but it's almost like a little bit of like a curved arc. So she curves it a little bit, and it hits the Pokedy on the cactus tail.
Boops the tail, and it is sucked into the ball. Lands on the ground in the grass. Shake, shake. Shake, shake. Shake, shake. Click.
Yes! Yes!
Would you like to give a nickname to your Spinacat?
Oh my God. Yes, I would. But see, here's my one thing, Kay. I don't want to hoard the starters. So I'm almost tempted to give this to someone.
Okay. They can change the nickname later if you so choose. Advancements in sciences have made a great breakthrough, and no longer are you locked into whatever name
Yes. That
the original owner traded it for.
Thank God. Right.
There are too many butt faces in the world.
Okay, I've got it. So its name is Pear, like the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
P-E-A-R.
P-E-A-R.
Maddie is going to give it to Chris. I've already given Velma the mischievous. And Pear in French means father. It's like father figure. And then also he has a starter so he can connect with Emily on that.
I like that. Okay. Pear the Spinacat.
Yeah, he's just Pear.
You will definitely need to heal it up though, because by the time you get to Pokemon Center, it's going to have faded by
He gone!
So the couple's still sitting next to the campfire. They're
I'm sorry, was this like a date night?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Not really.
What? What do you mean, not really?
I'm really sorry for inconveniencing you.
Here, Maddie starts fishing through her bag and she pulls out the Lumiose Galette and it's like cute little box. And she goes, I've been saving this for a special occasion, but maybe this will ease the stress a little bit. And she holds out the Galette.
Who do you give it to? The guy or the girl?
Girl power, the girl. She can decide what she wants, but at least she'll have cake while deciding.
Thanks.
Did I make it weird? Did I ruin it?
Or was it something I did? Because I can change that.
Okay, maybe you should head out now. Thank you for the cookie.
Okay. Goodbye. Enjoy your cake.
And she just kind of like walks out like as fast as she can. I wanted the tea though. Can I peer around the corner?
Make a insight plus alert check.
3 out of 5.
You remain out of view from them, but you can see the guy looks so sulken right now after hearing whatever she's having to say to him. She hands him the galette in a sort of conciliatory fashion, and he just like takes he's like stress eats it.
Oh, that's so sad.
But who cares about them?
NPCs. They're
just NPCs.
NPC energy.
They don't have names, not like Pear does.
Not like Pear.
And that's what really matters.
Yeah. All right, and with that, I leave.
Leaving the drama behind and heading straight to the Pokemon Center, you heal them up for the night. Anything else before you turn in?
Can I check on Miss Tracy?
You ask the Nurse Joy. Visiting hours are over, though she gives you word that she's making a nice recovery. She should be back on her feet and back to her normal self by tomorrow.
Okay, then I'm turning in.
You make all your usual nighttime rituals, and eventually you and your team hit ZA. And that night, you dream.
I dream.
You come to, in that same split world, Le Parc Park on one side and the dead wood on the other. However, you can hear your music already being played. That calming collusion jazz. You see that same entity from before is crouched over your listening device, examining the music coming out of it.
Does it know I'm here?
Its back, if you could even call it that, is turned to you right now.
And it doesn't seem, it just seems curious. Not like on edge or anything.
Not on edge at all. It's just very curiously investigating the music.
Can I sing along with the music?
There's no words to this particular song, but you hum along just fine. The entity, startled by your appearance, turns around. You notice that its shape has changed a bit since last time. It's becoming a bit more defined, more lines making up its face. You can see some details about it. Not much, but you can see where its hair might be and its
Ooh,
neck.
Interesting.
It actually has a neck and maybe traces of a nose. It's hard to tell.
All right. And as Maddie's humming, she takes a step forward.
It does not seem to recoil from you. It's seen you enough times to understand this is the usual thing that happens now, but surprised to see you nonetheless.
I'm going to make another attempt at communicating. Maddie closes her eyes and breathes in deeply. And she tries to focus her energy on trying to imagine sending thoughts over to this creature. And before she knows it, her hand is out. She finds herself thinking about being in school and pouring her heart and soul into her work and finding her passion in design and creating and that kind of language. And it kind of clicks. With her eyes closed, she starts to draw in the air. An image. She sends it swirling around the creature, kind of like a little hug. Excited little hug. Like a hello.
The lines you draw in the air are hugging the creature?
Yeah, and not trapping it. Just kind of like, it's like, imagine like a little firefly. But it's a little faster. It's like just like swirling around it and landing on its what seems to be now nose.
As this wisp circles around it, it's looking very perplexed at this until it boops it on the schnoodle. You can see its eyes blink and like shake its head a bit, and then realizing what you just did, it sees if it can try to mimic you. The lines try to form around its arm to give it more focus. Make an insight plus alert check, please.
Insight plus alert, okay.
Another 3 out of 5. The entity still isn't formed yet enough to give you a good idea of what it is. But there's enough detail on the hand that you can see the general gist of it. Somewhat humanoid, though it's a bit more primal looking than a human hand. It's somewhere between your hand and a claw. It takes its clawed finger and traces lines in the air. They're a bit weak, but they're forming. and it tries to copy the same thing that you did. And a wisp of its own goes in circles around you and tries to keep you on your shoe instead. But its aim is a bit weak, and it goes into your mouth instead.
It's okay.
It does funny.
So no dark mesos. Yeah.
Maddie tries to make out what it's saying, but can't. So instead,
let's start with something easy.
And she starts to draw again in the sky, but this time she writes out her name, Maddie, and then points to herself.
She points to you.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Maddie goes up to her name floating in the sky, and she points a finger and goes,
Maddie, that's me.
Maddie.
Yes, that's right.
Maddie.
Mm-hmm. And then Maddie kind of gestures to it.
She writes out her name, or so you can assume. This language is very strange.
What is this, the quadratic formula?
There seems to be a line going through the middle of the word and just random protrusions on either side of it. But she points to it.
Enisa.
The word fizzles out after a while.
Okay. I'm trying to think of how else to communicate. Maddie draws the mask in the air.
Do you know what this is?
Enisa goes from behind it, realizes what it is, and puts her head through it.
Maddie rifles around in her bag and tries to imagine the mask being there.
And sure enough, you reach into your invisible hammer space, and the lines that form the mask are now in your hand.
Is this yours?
Si.
She reaches for the mask.
You can take it, it's okay.
She takes it. She tries to put it on her face. It looks very similar to her face. From what you can tell, they seem very excited to see this. She takes her finger and draws a couple of symbols.
Is that... Do you want me to put it on?
And Maddie points to herself.
This would be a clever plus empathy check.
2 out of 3.
So you try to investigate it by the intent of the drawing rather than the content, because the form is a bit unusual. You try to look for various links between your understanding of it and their understanding. It kind of looks like a person bent over the mask, not putting it on, but you can see lines scattered about on the ground in front of the person, perhaps tools.
Ah. Is it broken? You want me to fix it?
The entity looks a bit confused at what you're saying, realizes that there's still a ways to go before you can properly communicate.
Yeah.
They think for a moment. They put their hand to their mouth, or where it would be. They look at their hand for a second. Look at your hand. They hold out their hands in front of you, palms facing you, as you once offered to them.
Maddie walks towards, takes their hands.
Insight plus channel.
3 out of 4. Good roll.
Like before, there is a rush of emotions between you two. The ones that stick out the most are a sense of creativity and nostalgia and pride.
Okay.
You recognize those feelings after having finished a design in your sketchbook.
That's what I was thinking. What I'm getting from this is it wants me to enhance it.
With that 3 out of 4... It's not wanting you to do anything. It's trying to communicate the origins of that mask with you.
So someone created it.
Yes.
Did you make this?
She understands the intonations of your voice. Just to make it clear, though, she points to her forehead and makes a motion that traces it from her head to that mask. From what you can understand, yes.
Yes, okay. Okay. Can I pull out my sketchbook?
So you make things. I make them too.
She points to her designs and then points to herself.
After you hand it to her and she skims through the pages, the lights in her eyes grow ever brighter. It looks like she wants to add something to it. You can see her on the ground, scribbling a bit. They seem very invested in filling this out. It takes a while, and during this entire process, The dreamscape seems to be fading away.
Oh, I think I'm waking up.
She scribbles down a bit faster in it, hands the book back to
Maddie takes it back.
Before you can even look at it, you wake up. You are in your bunk, in the Pokemon Center's sleeping quarters. Try to rub your eyes, you notice that there's a bit of charcoal on your hands. You look down to see that the charcoal pencils are scattered on the ground, and so is the book.
Immediately, Maddie gets up out of bed and goes to the book, rifling through the pages.
You find the page that the entity was on. It's a vague picture, not completely finished. A humanoid being with antlers. The mask with a body. Not being able to determine whether it is a human, Pokemon, or some third thing.
Aliens.
You wake up, your team fully healed, you head out of the Pokemon Center, and before you leave town, you head back to Miss Tracy's house just to check on her.
Hello? Hello?
You can hear the shuffling of footsteps, and you can see Miss Tracy's grumpy, tired face open the door for you. Who? You're that Maddie girl, yes?
That's right. You called me the other night?
Yes, but not fast enough, unfortunately. I was accosted by whatever that culprit was.
I have good news. I've caught it.
You caught the monster that was mauling my marigolds?
It was, a spinacat, to be exact. And I pull out my
Pokedex.
Oh, dear.
Oh, your Pokedex. I'm sorry. I thought you were whipping out that monster.
No. It's okay. I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, at least you have some common sense around here.
She looks at the Pokedex entry for the spinacat.
Yes, it was all a blur when I saw it, but that is undoubtedly the creature behind these criminal activities.
Well, you don't need to worry about it anymore.
Thank goodness for that, and good riddance to it. Now, unfortunately, most of the reward money was used for my medical bills, so...
Oh, that's okay.
No, I'm still going to give you something.
And she reaches into a cookie jar to the side, next to a bowl of potpourri, and hands you 500 credits.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
Of course.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some stories to catch up on.
Are you going to be okay on your own?
Oh, yes. Now that savage is out of the way, I can get back to gardening in peace.
All right.
You have a good day now, Miss Maddie.
You too, Miss Tracy.
She gives a curt nod and closes the door. And a couple of seconds later, you can hear some foreign soap opera back on.
See, I'm sitting here, Kay, thinking that maybe I should have given her the spinacat, but...
I think she would have had another panic attack.
You think so? Okay.
Probably.
Okay, so then never mind. I'm glad I'm giving it to Dry. I just was like, oh, maybe I should have given her something to protect herself, but she'll be okay.
Anything else you had in mind before you hit the trail again and...
Nah, we gotta catch up to them boys.
You head back north over the bridge, out of Pippintown, on the dusty trail yet again, back to the Craglands, hopefully to catch up with Chris and Velma in Cortland City.